Good evening. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'toch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and Rufu Shleim of Eliyahu Ben Sora, and Mordechai Ben Sora, and Lili Nishmas, Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleim Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. We mentioned last time, I apologize for the conditions, I believe I was at a chasana last week, but we mentioned the idea of internalizing emotionally the inyan of bitochen. We pointed out from the Ramban, I believe, that the Klal Yisrael, when they heard that Moshe Rabbeinu was spoken to by Hashem, they believed Moshe, they believed his nevuah. They knew everything intellectually, but they were so overwhelmed because that they couldn't focus and internalize it emotionally. So the bitochen is on an intellectual level. I know Hashem's all powerful. I know Hashem loves us. I know Hashem is molei chesed barachamim. I know Hashem created the world only for the purpose of doing chesed and so forth. But I have to internalize it emotionally to feel that confidence in my heart, to feel that refusal to give up hope. It's an emotional feeling of confidence, of trust, of waiting for Hashem to take care of me and counting on him to do it. So we need to get from the intellectual to the emotional. Now, we have a very powerful exercise. Now, that's definitely the wrong word, but I say it advisedly, that we perform every day, hopefully three times a day. Maybe women only do it twice a day, I don't know. And that is Shmoneh Esrei, tefillah, the whole tefillah, all the psukei, the zimra, and the brochos, the brichas krishma, but specifically the Shmoneh Esrei. So I thought today we would focus on a few of the aspects of the opportunities in Shmoneh Esrei that if we focus, not just know the information, which we know already, I'm sure, but focus on this these concepts, then it could very easily or very well enhance our bitochen in Hashem. Just to pick a few, and they're random, there's so many, we could probably, actually for anyone who's interested, we published many years ago a little booklet called Pray with All Your Heart, or something like that. It's actually on the Priority One website. It can be downloaded, but we send out copies from our office. And it goes through the whole Shmoneh Esrei, showing how each phrase can be mechazek, can strengthen the bitochen. That's be that as it may. But let's take just a few phrases and see what we can do with them. At the end of the first brocha in Shmoneh Esrei, Melech Oizer Umeishia Umogein. The Avni Elio, which is mostly attributed to the Goyin, to his son a little bit, somewhat, and says, Hashem is the Melech, the king, who's Oizer, who helps those who do his shtadlus and trust him. Moishia, who, this is what for the Goyin, who Moishia, who saves us, meaning we do nothing, and he, except have bitochen, and without bitochen, he saves us. Umogein, Mogin hu l'chol achosim boy, we put our trust in him, and we don't do anything. Not only do we not do anything, we do the opposite. We put ourselves in danger. And Hashem responds also to Abitochen. So there are three levels of Hashem's response to Bali Bitochen. The Bali Bitochen who do Ishtadlus and have Bitochen. The Bali Bitochen who know Ishtadlus and have Bitochen. And the Bali Bitochen who do just the opposite. Not a negative Ishtadlus. They put themselves into trouble and still they have Bitochen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech, is the Oizer Moshiach Umogein, does constantly saving all of us. Now, we say these words every day, and we hopefully know what they mean. But let's internalize them. Let's picture what's happening. Here we're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an extreme koyach of influence. And that influence breaks down into three categories. There's the category of those who trust Hashem, but they still have to do ishtablus. Their trust is not on the highest level. And Hashem is the oizer. And the melech malchei hamlochim, by dint of the fact that we put our trust in him, he responds to us. Mashiach, even more than that, we don't do anything. We don't do an ounce of ishtablus. We don't lift a finger because we have such bitoch in Hashem that everything is going to be taken care of, even without any effort whatsoever. And the melech malchei hamlochim responds to that bitochen, takes care of us. Mogein, our bitochen is such, not only don't we do ishtablus, we do negative ishtablus. We put ourselves in the most dangerous situations and we rely on Hashem. And he's mogein hu lechol achoisim boy. Whoever puts their trust in Hashem, that's to whom he will shield, even though they're doing the opposite. Now, these pictures are beautiful. These pictures are intense. Person being mishtadl, trusting. Person not even being mishtadl, trusting. A person doing the opposite and trusting. We see pictures of the power of trust. And this helps us to focus. If when we say these words, we focus on them, it can penetrate the emotion, and then we become gradually more of that person who's a Baal Bitochen with our ishtadlus, maybe even without our ishtadlus, maybe even sometimes by doing just the opposite. An opportunity to strengthen our Bitochen. We make a brocha hakel hakodesh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hashem Yod HaMekor HaBrochis, which is running through some of the highlights in Shmon Esrei, which can strengthen Bitochen. You are the Kel HaKodesh. Kel, the Goyin says, meaning Kel is a Loshon Gvura. That Hashem's ultimate Gvura is such that he's Koyvish Kasoi Kedei L'Rachi. He overwhelms his Kas. He controls, he conquers his Kas, his anger, in order to have Rachmonis. The anger could prevent the Rachmonis. He conquers the anger in order to have Rachmonis. That's the Kael. HaKodosh, he's Nikdash Bitstoker, the Pasuk says. But Kael HaKodosh, Nikdash Bitstoker, we say in our Rosh Hashanah in the Shmoneh Esrei. What does it mean, Stoker? The Goyin says Stoker means giving beyond what a person has actually earned. When we give Stoker, the person didn't earn it. We don't owe it to him per se, but we give it to him. Same thing, HaKodosh Baruch, whose Midah of Tztoko is, and that Kodosh, the Midah Kodosh is Nikdash B'Tztoko, the Midah of Tztoko is giving above and beyond what we deserve. Think about it. We stand in front of Hokel, whose Kevesh is Kasu, means we do things wrong. Really, he should be angry, but he overpowers the anger. That's the love that he has for us, and that's the Gevura that he exhibits that. I should be angry. You gave me plenty of justification to be angry. But no, I am koivish, that kas, kidei l'rachim, because I want to have rachmanas on you. But what's the extent of rachmanas I want to have? Bitstoka, hakodosh, kale, hakodosh, nikdash bitstoka, to give you beyond. So here we stand worrying, shemagora machet, maybe we're not deserving of the things we want. And the Ramban says that's the only thing that can share, that can interfere with a mom in not having bitochen, because maybe he's not worthy. But we stand in front of the Kael, whose kevish is kas, to have rachmanis on us. Rachmanis on us. And rachmanis, we know, yemu rachamecho Hashem elokeinu v'sein tzocha tovel chal abritcha m'shimcha v'emes. When the Baal bitochen stands with bitochen, Hashem is ma'ira his rachamim. I have rachmanis on him. How can I let him down? He has bitochen. I have to respond. So he saw Kael, hakodosh nikdash bitztoko, giving beyond what we earn. So if we stand in front of Hashem, who is kevish his kas in order to be marachim, and who is the kodesh who gives us above beyond what we deserve, what are we afraid of? How can we not have bitochen? What was it? What? Maybe I don't deserve it, but I'm standing in front of Hakel Hakodesh. The one who's kevish the kas kedei l'rachim, he wants to be marachim and to grant us that which we're trusting him for. And his kodesh, his nido is nikdash bitztoko, that he gives beyond what we deserve, beyond what we have earned. What an inspiration, what a focus on the Midas HaBitochen. So paying attention to these words that we say every single day, a few times a day, can actually have an impact on the way we we on how we focus on the Midas HaBitochen, and therefore emotionally internalize that which we may know intellectually very well, but have not or not fully internalized. And I dare say that this emotional internalization process has to happen every day, has to happen a few times a day. Just as the Kuzri says that the tefillah rejuvenates our batteries at the first part of the day, in the middle of the day, in the end of the day, so too we need to rejuvenate that bitochen, and every tefillah can do it. Let's move on to something else. Ala tzadikim ala chassidim, a brocha that has to do with bitochen, because we say yem urachamecho Hashem Elokeinu, evoke your rachamim, and what should you do? The same socher toiv al chalabitcha mishimucha beemes. Give socher toiv great schar to those who truly put their bitochen in you, the true bali bitochen. And include us, our chelek, with them. And all of us together shouldn't be embarrassed, because we had trust. There's the real bali bitochen, and then there's the us, who not necessarily the sim chelkeinu, our chelek you should put with them, with the true Baal Bitochen. And we too shouldn't be embarrassed because we have Bitochen. But yeah, what is the koyach? What is the midah of Hashem that responds to Bitochen? Rachmanus. Rachmanus. When a person stands there and he's trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm relying on you, I have no one else to turn to, and I'm counting on you, and I know something from within announces to me that you won't let me down. That evokes the divine mercy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and says, Nebuch, Rachmonis, how can I disappoint such a person? He's so sincerely counting and relying and looking to me with his bitochen. And that's the koyach that evokes the response. And then, of course, there's the Samach Dovid, where we say Kilishvoscho Kivinu Kol Hayoim. And I think we have mentioned here that they bring from the Arizal that when we say, because for you, for your Yeshua salvation to be saved, we hope all day long. So the Arizal says a person should have in mind all the tzoras that he has, that he's relying on Hashem to take care of all the tzoras. And that could be a big schus or a big skula to help. So we say, we're awaiting your Yeshua all day long, all the Yeshua from all the tzoras that we have. We're awaiting Hashem to help us. Well, let's go on maybe just to one or two other examples. We say at the end of Moedim, Hatoiv ki lechol urachamecho, v'hamerachim ki leisamu chasodecho, you're the good ones who never withholds your mercy. Shem's mercy is a constant, is ongoing. He does not withhold it. You're that good one. And you're the merciful one. That your chesed never ceases. So your mercy is never withheld, and your chesed never ceases. Wow, that's everything. If Hashem didn't have the rachmonis, then maybe even if he wants it, do the chesed, but he wouldn't be paying attention to the suffering and the brokenness of the situation. And if it was chesed, there wasn't rachmonis. No, okay, I do chesed, but I'm sorry. And if there was rachmonis and not chesed, then I pay attention to the brokenness of the situation, but I don't do anything about it. But merachin and mischase, hatoiv ki lecholu rachamecho, merachin ki lesabu, not your rachamim will ever be withheld, and not your chesed ends. That's why me'olam kivinu loch. We've always had hope in you, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known to us and felt by us to be the lecholu rachamecho, the one who never withholds his rachmonis, and the one who's chesed is endless, then of course, may oilam kivinu loch, that's all we need to be forever hoping in you. And I think that's a very important piece also to internalize. We say it every day, and we can focus on it. And Hashem is lecholu rachamecho veloy samu chasodecho. What more do we need? But we know it, but focus on it. His rachamim Chaste Hashem ki lo yisomnu ki lo yicholu racham. Pasuk in Eicha. Chaste Hashem ki lo yisomnu. Chesed Hashem is never withheld. Ki lo yicholu racham. Maybe because since his rachamim is never withheld, so his chesed never stops. Because Hashem always feels our pain. And if we can focus on that, that Hashem always feels our pain, and bifrat in the Indian of Bitochen, where we have Bitochen, as we said, that the way he responds to the ones who trust him is with Rachmonas. Rachmonas, he's counting on me. How could I not respond? And if we're aware of that, then that should be a formula that should keep that hope burning forever and ever. I would just like to mention one point. It's an original idea. I can't really prove it. But we say Sim Sholim Asholim Rov at the end of Shmon Esrei. I wonder if it isn't akin to what the Mishnah says at the end of Uksin. The Mishnah says Lo Motzak Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Broch El Asholim. Hashem couldn't find in his world a vessel that could hold brocha except for Sholem. Without Sholem, there is no brocha. Maybe, as we asked for everything in Shmon Esrei, and we said the Baruch Ato Hashem, where we are recognizing that Hashem is the Makor HaBrochas for Refuah and for Parnosa and for Tefillah and for Tshuva and for Geula and for Dei or Bino V'Haskel, for everything. And as we recognize all of these things in the Shmon Esrei, so then we, at the end of it, we say, we ask for Sholem. We say, Rebbeinu Sholem, we're counting on you for everything. We're confident that all the brochos that we requested, you will bestow upon us. Now, that having been said, Meir Feltun's Nishtois, we're not lacking anything except one thing. We're lacking the Kli Machzik Brocha. Give us the Sholem that should be able to hold all the brocha that we are so confident that you will bestow upon us. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us, especially in these difficult times with so many challenges and so much confusion, that we should be zeiche to receive all of his brochus and to be zeiche to that sholem from the Adoin HaSholem, that we should have the kli that should be machzik all of the brochus from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and we should be able to see Yeshua's, Refuah's, and the Gula Shleimo Bekorev.